Hey, once again, it's your boy TA back with another episode of Flip the Coin Over. In this episode, I want to talk to students who are graduating high school. Yes, I know that with everything that has been going on in the world around us, this coronavirus outbreak that was happening, it seemed to put a damper in your spirits about not being able to have your graduation ceremonies. And for many of you, you know, ending high school, you want to say your final goodbyes to your friends in person. You couldn't attend prom and all those things. And my heart really goes out to you all, because it takes a lot of maturity to handle that in the right mindset and still not let it deter you for your next step for after high school. So I just want to commend you on that first and foremost, because I know it's hard. I couldn't imagine being in your shoes and wondering, will I ever see this person again? Will, you know, will we really keep in touch? And, you know, and I'm here to tell you that there are people who I haven't seen since we left high school. You know, you try to keep in touch as much as you can, and you live in a social media era now, but sometimes it's hard. But what I do want to point out to you or ask of you is to do a little homework between now and at least the end of your first year of college. Okay, if you hear anything in the news, you always are hearing about student loan repayment. Will my student loans get repaid? Why don't they do some type of student loan reform and all that? What I would suggest as a new student entering the world of college, whether you stay local or you're going off to the ends of the earth for your college education, what I would want you to do is find at least two people who owe student loans now. Ask them how they feel. Ask them how that amount of money has impacted their lives even today, especially if that amount is over $10,000 or $15,000 for a bachelor's degree at that. You know, graduate school is a little different. And even then, if that's the only people you run into, still ask them. But ask somebody who owes a significant amount of student loan debt. Talk to them, whether it's a family member, a friend of the family, a teacher, somebody you know. And just ask them, what has it done for their lives? And would they change anything? Because you are in the driver's seat more than you know. And often we expect you to be able to support yourself, and we give you moral support without giving you realistic advice. My realistic advice is, look around you. If you are always hearing people around you wish their student loans were gone, wish they chose the career they're doing now first. Some people change careers. If you hear things like, oh man, if I got scholarships, I would have went here instead of there. If you hear any of these conversations in terms of, oh, I can't afford my student loan payment, my student loans are in deferment or in forbearance, and it's not because of this epidemic, okay? What you need to understand is that you are entering this. They have already gone through it. And if the emotions and the feelings that they give off to you surrounding that issue alone makes you question, what can I do about my money? Then that's the purpose of it. Then you have succeeded this little tiny homework assignment / experiment. I want you to feel a certain way when it comes to the debt that you're going to embark upon for your education. You shouldn't want to embark on such a journey that will not go away in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Okay, some of these people are fighting 20-year student loan battles. It shouldn't be that way. Education shouldn't cost you your life financially. Talk to people who are struggling. Pick their brains. Ask them how they feel. Ask them what they would do differently. Because I promise you, it will awaken you when you realize that this person owes this amount of money and they don't have the degree they want. Or they have the degree they want, but their career didn't turn out the way they thought. And so now they feel stuck. When is this debt ever going to leave me? Now, this is just student loan debt. We're not even talking credit card debt, mortgage debt, car note debt, all those things. And I'm not sitting up here talking to you as if I'm an expert or I don't have it myself. But as I look back at my 18-year-old self, in my mind, I saw it ahead of time and said, I don't want this for undergraduate school. Now, I don't want debt like this. Let me make my choices based off of my finances situation because I don't want my college life like this. I was fortunate to have a scholarship on top of the state-funded scholarship that paid tuition. So 3 out of the 4 years, I never had a student loan to begin with. My student loans only came about because of having an older car and going to clinicals far away and making sure I have transportation, things like that. But no, not just to attend the school. But I want you to find someone who has been through what you're stepping into and read their emotions on their face. Ask them to give you the real deal. Don't spare your emotions. Tell them to give you the real deal so that way you have a realistic approach to your own college education. If it's costing you too much to be there, maybe you shouldn't be there. If it's costing you too much to achieve that, maybe you can achieve that at a smaller price and build up to where you are. But there's no reason for us to continue this trend from our generation to our children and grandchildren without giving them realistic outlook. These student loans cost people more than they should. Some of them are manageable. I'm not going to say all of them are bad. Some have manageable amounts. But man, imagine if they didn't have it at all. Imagine if I didn't have it at all. At all. That's what I want to get across to you. So between now and if you enroll in the fall or the spring, or you taking a semester or two off, whatever the case may be, but between now and next year this time, talk to someone and ask them about, hey, do you have student loan debt? Why do you have that much debt? Are you happy about it? Was it worth it? Would you change it? And for some, they might say, hey, it was worth every penny of it for the experience that I got out of college. And hey, that's real. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to make you aware of A, your options, and B, the circumstances. This nation has a $1.5 trillion debt of student loans. Just student loans. Did they understand student loans when they took them out? Do you understand them if you're getting them now? What is your award letter telling you? You don't have to get them if you don't need them just because your award letter says it. You don't have to get it. But did you know that? Do you know? Do you know somebody who can explain it to you? Just because it's on your award letter, you can reject everything on that award letter if you wanted to. I rejected student loans every year. Like, oh, no, I want a scholarship. I want that scholarship. And we can just reject these student loans. I don't need that. Sure did. You can too. But I want you to be, I want you to have a clear understanding before you get in your sophomore and junior year and realize, man, I don't understand why I have this much debt already, and I haven't even graduated for this first degree. We're not talking graduate school and medical school for this, or dental school or pharmacy school, even law school. We're not talking all these professional programs. We're just talking, hey, did you finish undergraduate? And how much do you owe? Who did you talk to? Ask them, who did they talk to? I hope that helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Flip the Coin Over. To find out more information about me, feel free to go to my website, www.taacker.com. Feel free to find me at Instagram at TA Acker and on Facebook, TA Acker LLC. Look forward to hearing from you. And as always, flip the coin over. Thank you.